We have developed the cost function. What we will do now is that we will go back to constraint. The constraint was volume equals to 4 pi r square h, which cannot go beyond 430 ml. So let's rewrite that expression in terms of h. So h is equal to 430 divided by pi r square. What we do is that we take the value of that and plug it into the cost function, or we substitute that value in the cost function. So our cost function becomes a little bit bigger, which is 4 pi r h. That h will turn into 430 over pi r square. And the next step is to solve or simplify the expression as much as you can. It's always good to have the simplified expression, which we get it as 0.02 times 430 over r plus 0.008 pi r square. Now the next thing is that we are trying to minimize the cost, which means that we have to take the derivative of that. So when we take the derivative, we get negative 0.86, 1 over r square. Again, in this one, we have the r as 430 over r. So that means r is to the power of negative 1. So apply the quotient rule. So we have the power down, negative 1. That's the reason that our negative 0.86 comes into existence. And the second part is that we have 0.08 pi r squared. So that 2 comes down and change it to pi r.